Having a difficult time in my life in one area or another, all I have to really do is look back 60 to 90 days, and it's the behaviors I had 60 to 90 days ago that are causing the results I get negatively right now. And so, for example, when I'm not really, you know, progressing in my career or in my financial situation, if I look back 60 to 90 days prior, I stopped reading the books, listening to the audios, doing the things that grow my identity, and I pay the price 60 to 90 days later. In my body, when my body isn't looking like I want it to, if I look back 60 to 90, 120 days, that's when my diet got weaker. That's when my workouts weren't quite as intense as they were previously, and I pay the price 3 to 4 months later. This is true in every area of our life. Our lives are almost like reading a newspaper today, but we're reading the headlines from 90 days ago. And so that's what confuses people. They see the external results of their life, but what if you did, if you read the newspaper from 90 to 120 days ago, that's where the news was made, not today. And so in every area of your life, you got it going right now, you got to fuel the fire. If you've got your business going, your finances going, your relationship going, your faith going where you want it to, you have to continue to do the activities that got you here in the first place, because 90 days from now, you're going to read today's news. That's how it works. It's a hard thing to accept, but in our lives, we are getting out of our life right now exactly what we believe we're worthy of, exactly what we think we deserve. Our life is a direct reflection of our identity, which is the thoughts, concepts, beliefs, values, and worth we hold true to be about ourselves. And so as hard as it is to accept, we're getting out of life right now what we believe we're worth. And we believe we're worth it because of these patterns and our identity and our lack of choosing to have what we want. Not just the material things, not just the body fat, not just the body weight, not just the amount of money, not just having the relationship, but choosing the emotion we want. The level above all this stuff I discuss, and the level way down here where the people just cover the basic stuff, then there's what I've been covering. The highest level is to choose the emotions we want to experience and to begin to run patterns that serve us and eliminate the ones who move us further from them.
Now, here's the thing, couple things. You gotta make a decision. Listen to me, you gotta make a decision. What's the decision? What's the thing you came here for? Now we're at the moment, the clock is ticking. People say all the time, hey, life is short. Let me tell you something, life can be long. You bury your dreams, you quit this, life gets long. See, time's relative. 2 minutes of you being with your sweetie, doing whatever you like to do with them, that can go by quick, right? What's about the last 2 minutes on a treadmill? Does that not seem like it goes by for like 4 hours, right? So if you're enjoying it, it's short. If it's painful, it's long. Life can be long. You want a life that feels like it's flying by. You want a life like I have right now where I go, can I just press pause? Can I just press pause? It's so good, it's so great, it's so rewarding, it's so awesome. But I don't really want to press pause because I know it can get better. So what's the decision? What have you been sitting on? What is it? Is it, people are texting me, hey Ed, I submitted my resignation last night. I'm coming full time. I walked away from a six-figure job. Is that the decision? Is it the decision to finally get serious? Is it the decision to get licensed? Is it the decision to stop worrying about what people think? Is it the decision to become a great closer? Is it the decision to something in a relationship you have you need to get out or into? It's only a thought if you don't take an action. The difference between a thought and a decision is an action. So we know, and you know, you just decided, and you know what it is. You know what it is. You will have really decided if within this next hour you took some step towards it. Something. A note you write, a text you send, a decision you've made, something you do that you follow up with the action to make it real.
If you meet people that you think are egomaniacs that are constantly bragging about themselves, these are the most insecure people that you know. They're the most fearful people that you know. They're the most scared, and they're usually the least happy. And so, but I'm gonna say something to you today. I want you to consider as I go through ego today. I know you think, wow, I'm so down on myself. How could I have an ego? It's actually the people that are down on themselves that actually have their ego materialize and show up more often than they think. And it's their ego that may actually be holding them back. You think, wow, how could someone with low self-esteem have a big ego? Well, trust me, they do. And so egos are not part of people with high self-esteem. The people in my life that are the most self-confident typically don't have big egos. If you have to wait around for other people to tell you, hey, your ego's out of control, it's too late usually. So we've got to be able to see our ego when it rears its head, be aware of it, and it loses its power over us. We can go back to being our real selves. You can't love yourself if you're not being yourself. You can't love yourself if you're not being yourself. When ego shows up, we're not ourselves. We're not connected to God. In other words, if you can let go of your ego, you can let God in. When you can let go of your ego, you can let your real confidence in. When you let go of your ego, you can go really become who you were born to be. And so oftentimes, this is so important you get. You may be losing right now because of your ego. Because of your ego, because you're not feeling good about yourself.
I want you to think about something real quick. See, there's a book being written about your life. Isn't there? Someone somewhere is taking inventory of your life. Don't compare your chapter 1 to someone's chapter 10. You write your own book. And at any moment in your life, you can decide that you want to make this the new chapter. You're literally in your life, you can turn the page. And those previous chapters are your old book. It's like Old Testament, New Testament. Old story, new story. They're connected, they're related, but you can flip the page and you can have a whole new story. If you decided right now, I am literally turning, my breakthrough is I turn the page and in this second, I start to write the best chapters of my life. You could decide to do that.
I think the thing that holds most people back is their identity. And so I'm pretty good at getting people to change their identity. In other words, your identity is the thoughts, concepts, beliefs, values that you hold to be true about yourself. And your life is going to be very consistent with that. Your identity is, for the most part, in the room right next to me, I can see it, but you can't. There's a thermostat sitting on the wall in there. That thermostat regulates the temperature of the room. It's set at 75 degrees. So right now I opened up the doors. It's a cold, rainy day here. I live right on the ocean. A bunch of cold air is blowing in here right now, but the room's not gonna cool down to the external conditions. The room's gonna heat back up to 75 degrees because that thermostat will heat the room up to get it to the temperature it's set at. It's identity. If I open that door and hot air blew in here, which probably is now that I'm starting to talk, the air conditioner will turn on and cool that room back to 75 degrees. It regulates the temperature. Your identity regulates the temperature of your life. No matter what happens, the external conditions can get better and better and better. You're making more money or you're more fit or you're in a better relationship. But if you don't change your identity, if you're a 75 degreer and you're getting 85, 90, 95 degrees of results, you'll find a way over a pretty short period of time to turn the air conditioner back down and get those areas right back to what your identity is. And that's why you'll see people get ahead and then come back, lose weight and gain it, get in a great relationship and lose it, make a bunch of money and get back.
It's not the success of people you know that's making you unhappy. It's you're comparing your situation to the success they're having that creates unhappiness in your life. So for those of you that are struggling and saying, you know, one of the things I suffer from is I'm just not very happy very often, I can tell you that that presence of unhappiness, you will always link to a comparison of some sort, either in your own life or in other people's lives. And just being aware of that fact and stopping the comparison, embracing this moment, embracing this time, knowing that you can't go back to that previous time, knowing that you can't be in somebody else's life. You're not gonna have that other body right now. And so if you're looking to be happier, I can promise you, the number one key that I would give you is to stop the comparison game. You'd say, well, that's not completely true. I mean, what if someone passes away? That makes me unhappy. There's no comparison there. Let's take the most extreme example. Or when someone's sick in my family, someone in my family's got a really bad illness, that makes me unhappy. That's not a comparison. In fact, it is. The fact of the matter is that when someone gets sick in your family or passes away, what you do in your mind is you compare it to when they were healthy. So that comparison of I wish they were healthier again, that is a comparison between the previous situation and the current condition. If someone passes away, it's comparing the time that you had them. That's why people say, if I could just have one more moment with them, if I could just have another conversation, it's comparing it to when you had the moment. It's comparing it to when you had the conversation. And so those are extreme examples. But if we reduce it all the way down to anything right now in your life that you say, it brings me unhappiness, there's no joy there. There's a comparison happening that's not serving you.